news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And we do have one school district on a three-hour delay today. Keystone Central School District's on a three-hour delay. Boy, watch for that one to switch to a closure. If they try to send the kids in when the precipitation begins, that's when it will be at its iciest. So we'll keep you posted about any changes in Winternet anytime. Thank you, Rob Center, fabulous producer. Thank you, Matt Catrillos, over in the newsroom. In the studio with us now, Carol Perenzin is here, Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper. Now we're going to talk about what's coming up in 2019, maybe a brief recap of 2018. We'll find out about how Susquehanna's doing, and we don't mean the river. We mean the dog. So welcome aboard.
Good morning, Mark.
Thanks for coming in, Carol.
Thank you.
This is the first of many visits in 2019, I hope. So I'm glad to see you back on board. Thanks to some of your efforts, the Loyal Sauk Creek was the river of the year. You coordinated quite a few activities. Recap what happened. I know you generated a ton of additional interest and curiosity about the Loyal Sauk Creek and Lycoming County's other creeks.
Absolutely. What a year, 2018. So our Loyal Sauk Creek, Pennsylvania River of the Year, with our many, many partners. A brief recap, we did 20 events. We touched 3,000 people. We had 70 partnering organizations and over 1,500 hours of volunteer time to bring attention to the Loyal Sauk Creek.
Wow.
It was a year.
All right. And what was your main message about the Loyal Sauk? What should people know?
Well, I think the Loyal Sauk represents a mini watershed, a mini ecosystem of the bigger picture here in Pennsylvania. From the headwaters, we have legacy logging, coal mining. We now have natural gas extraction and but we also have extreme weather events that happen up on the Loyal Sauk. And we saw that time and time again over 2018, high water events and damage. And we're going to see more of that as we move forward. Our precipitation patterns have changed. And we really tried to use the Loyal Sauk as an education tool, not just for Lycoming County, but for all of Pennsylvania.
We talk about legacy logging. We know that that had a negative impact on creeks and waterways. Is natural gas drilling having a negative impact on waterways?
Well, that's the big question. And not necessarily the drilling directly, but some of the impacts of putting the drilling in place and then the after effects. And one of my areas of interest is the pipelines, the linear construction. Once it's in place and it's established, how have we changed what nature intended as far as the runoff on those mountains? When we put in whether a pipeline or a utility line, you can just look at the mountains and see we have now a wide right-of-way that is exposed. And so we've changed how water's flowing off the mountain. We've invited invasive species. We fragmented the forest. What is that impact on water quality? And that's going to be one of our focuses for 2019, really looking at what we've done on a micro scale and then taking it out larger and seeing what best practices we can put in place and working with these pipeline companies and other utilities to look for solutions that will help keep those pristine waterways pristine.
All right. Well, let's talk about those concerns in greater detail in one of our future conversations.
Absolutely.
I think there's a lot to keep an eye on when it comes to natural gas drilling. And we're glad to say that you can't sit here and say that as a result of drilling, X Creek died or Y Creek is gone for good. I mean, there have been incidents, but industry brings incidents, and that's often you can make a somewhat of a recovery from that. Most recently, you say you read and monitored the State of the Bay report from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Are D+, not ideal?
No, and it's discouraging and disheartening, and I hope it doesn't dissuade people from continuing to do the good work. We went from a C down to a D+, and that was due to these extreme weather events. We look at our Susquehanna River, and we have chocolate milk flowing down between her banks. And I remind people that when we see this muddy water, that's really highly nutritious topsoil from our mountains, from our headwater streams that's flowing down to the bay, and it's never, ever coming back. So if it takes 100 years to create 1 inch of topsoil in our mountains and we lose it, we've just lost hundreds of years of nature trying to to do what nature does best. So we really need to focus on how we're going to stabilize these banks, how we're going to prevent some of this erosion. Stormwater is the fastest growing area of pollution, not just for the Susquehanna, but for all waterways, and it's really getting people's attention. We think of the Susquehanna starting up in Cooperstown for the North Branch or out in the Alleghenies for the West Branch. I encourage people to think that the Susquehanna River actually starts on their rooftops and in their backyard. Our river starts where we are, and so what we do in our own little postage stamp has a great impact. So if we all do better in taking care of our little corner of the world, it'll all add up and have a much greater impact.
So we've talked about this a little bit in the past, but we'll reiterate that what your property does, whether it's a sliver of a segment of a city or 500 acres out in the country, where water goes, if you just run a downspout out to the driveway, you're not kissing that problem goodbye. You're just displacing it. So you really want to look at what your stormwater is doing.
Absolutely. And what you're putting on your land that impacts the quality of that stormwater coming off your land. So there's a direct connection between healthy land and healthy water. If Americans are obsessed with the greenest lawns in the world. We love those perfect lawns and no dandelions, but I encourage people to look at more native ways to take care of their yards. And when you are mowing the lawns, let's not put those grass clippings out into the streets and into our storm drains. That's not what that was intended for. So there's this things that we can do as individuals, whether it's rain gardens or native plantings or less fertilizer, less chemicals, less Roundup. All of those things add up and have a great impact.
All right, and consider having a rain garden. These are the backyard pools where you catch rainwater. You know, they would have water in them occasionally when it rains hard.
Yeah, it can be a pool, or it can just be a garden that your downspout, that water works its way through. So it's plants that are absorbers. And so the plants can hold that moisture, then release it slowly. Planting trees in your yard. We know that even right now at this time of the year, those trees are absorbing the water and it's holding it. And Mother Nature will release that water as it needs to be released. But we got to put those plants there in place in order for Mother Nature to do that.
I've always been impressed by watching it when you're high in the mountains and it rains hard for days on end. You look at the creeks, they go a little bit higher, but they're still clear.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
They get higher, but they never get muddy. It's interesting if you haven't disturbed the land in those parts. So, and that could be true for the whole Susquehanna River Basin. That's why you get a D plus out of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, because of 60 inches of rain. We can't control the rain, but we could definitely control the trillions of gallons that we sent downstream that was full of mud and our topsoil, as you pointed out. All right, so that's the State of the Bay report. Speaking of stormwater, tell me about the Certified Stormwater Inspector Program.
So I'm headed off to Harrisburg for 2 days, tomorrow and Friday, and I've been blessed with a scholarship to go to a two-day training to become a Certified Stormwater Inspector. And that will help me look at some of these issues with runoff, whether it's construction, whether it's just our everyday community, and look for better solutions so that we don't have these runoffs and we don't have these pollution events. And it's a nice tie-in with my background, because I do have an engineering degree, a civil and environmental engineering degree, and was very involved with subsurface utility engineering in a previous position. So to be able to pull that all together and have it be at the benefit of the river, I'm looking forward to this opportunity.
Who do we thank for your scholarship? An individual?
It's actually a National Training Center, NPDES Stormwater Training, and they gifted that to me, so we have a presence here in central Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're definitely familiar with them. Okay, well, yeah, that's the national stormwater go-to.
You got it.
You would call it. Okay, so you're going to that, so we'll pay attention to that, and you'll be able to help individual homeowners, or your best knowledge will be applied how?
Well, both. It could be on a micro scale with the homeowner, but also these large construction projects. As I drive by and I see issues, sometimes I question, what my involvement should be when I see erosion coming off a construction site. The certification, I think, will give me the knowledge that I need and also the confidence to stop and have a conversation.
All right, a couple of more topics briefly here. You're going to Snowfest, which is the annual event out at the RB Winter State Park.
Yeah, this will be our third or fourth year going to this snow fest, and we're looking for a nice day with a little Christmas in the air and some snow and a good fireplace, good fire in the fireplace outside. We will be in the beach house area, and this year's project or activity will be touch boxes or sensory boxes that are related to children's books.
Wow, okay. And speaking of books, tell me about this book club. I didn't follow the startup of this, but it sounds interesting.
Yeah, so this is our second year. It's the Middle Susquehanna Riverkeeper Book Club, Nature Book Club. We meet every other month, and our next meeting is this coming Monday, January 28th. We meet at the office at 112 Market Street, and our book selection for January is Susquehanna River of Dreams by Susan Stranahan. And we're also going to select all of our books for 2019. So we welcome everybody to come in, grab a seat around the table, have a conversation, and enjoy books and your fellow neighbors.
So a nature book club, and this is next Monday evening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the office, which Attorney Boop is your neighbor in that building, so people would be familiar with that office in town. And so we're talking like Last of the Mohicans or novels or science?
Yeah, so a combination. So last year, we started out with a book called The River Keepers by John Cronin and Bobby Kennedy Jr. And then we moved over to Plastic Ocean. We looked at Heat and Light, a fictional piece that takes place in central Pennsylvania where there's been coal mining and natural gas activity. In September, we actually shared space with the Susquehanna chapter of Trout Unlimited and did The Vanishing Trout for River of the Year. And November, we circled back and looked at a few other titles, and so we're excited. We have more books than we can possibly read in 2019, and we're hoping everybody comes out and joins us.
All right, last question before this segment ends. How's the dog?
See, you know, Mark, everybody cares about the dog. Everybody cares about the river keeper.
We care about you.
Well, I think the dog needs his own publicist. So the dog, Little Keeper Susquehanna Sussy, is still in training to detect sewage leaks, and he's currently working with a Bucknell student who's a senior animal behavior major and also a high school student from Lewisburg. And so he's doing well. He loves that smell. He can find it.
And when properly trained, he'll detect more subtle detections, plus sources, where you and I certainly can't do that.
Yeah, and right now he's able to detect a Q-tip that has been soaked in raw sewage and placed in a little tin and hidden. He can find it. He's on it within seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, good for him. Okay, well, the Q-tips are no longer safe in the outdoors, so that's not good. But this will help you in your work because he goes on boat trips and kayaking and so on, so he'll be out.
So he'll be looking for broken sewer lines, illegal sewer lines, failing septic systems, anywhere where raw sewage is getting into our environment and into our distribution system unknowingly, and we'll be able to trace back to the source. The other thing is there are places where we have outfalls where it's dry, but the residual will still be there, and he'll be able to tell me even at a dry pipe that the smell of sewage is in that pipe.
Oh my gosh, okay, so he'll be a big help as you do your work. All right, Carol Perensen, Middle Susquehanna Riverkeepers, with us. We'll come back at 7:40, talk about the floating classrooms, some of which or all of which are on the Hiawatha, correct?
All of them.
All of them. Okay,
yes.
Fantastic. So great, great learning opportunities and just a nice ride. Everybody's drawn to water, so this is further evidence of that. MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org for more information on all of this.
News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you once again for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Radar does show that we have the northwestern portion of Pennsylvania covered in frozen precipitation. So that system is in Pennsylvania, slowly creeping here. So we'll have that in the hours ahead. So look out for that freezing rain. Winternet shows Keystone Central School District is now closed. So we'll keep you posted about any other school districts that develop announcements throughout today. We're talking to Carol Perensen, Middle Susquehanna River Keeper, recapping some of the information and the highlights of 2018 and really talking about 2019. So as we welcome aboard.
Thank you.
As we launch into 2019, floating classrooms. Tell me about these.
We are very excited about this, Mark. Last year, we piloted a series of floating classroom programs with the Hiawatha Paddle Wheel Riverboat up in Williamsport along the West Branch of the Susquehanna. It was such a success We met once a month on a Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock, and we sold out. We had to turn people away on a Tuesday morning because there was no room on the boat for them to go out with us. And what we did was each month we picked a different theme, and we had learning stations set up on the boat based on that theme. It was the first month was Clean Waters for the Birds, and we were out with Lycoming Audubon, and we actually went across the river. We went off course and went across the river and looked at an eagle's nest and the eaglets. And then the next month we turned it into a floating aquarium and brought hellbenders on board and talked about hellbenders and clean water. And then the month after that, people brought their own water samples from their backyard streams and creeks, and we tested them to see just how safe it was for kids to be playing in their backyard streams. So each month was a different theme. Kids loved it. Families loved it. The Hiawatha loved it. And so this year we're expanding. We're going from 5 programs to 10. We start in May. We go through September. And now we're going out on a Saturday morning as well as a Tuesday morning. So families with working parents can now join us on Saturdays, and we'll repeat the program. So whatever we do on a Saturday, we'll then run again on Tuesday. And the program descriptions and ticket sales will go online in March. And I highly encourage people to buy tickets ahead of time, because we honestly had to turn people away, and that's really hard to do when little kids are excited to get on a boat and there's no room to put them on the boat.
No room at the boat. Okay, so tell me about some of the sessions that are planned. Birding and hellbending is going to be one of the things.
So this year we're going to do different themes. We're starting out in May with Don Chappelle, and Don's a musician from the Wilkes-Barre area. He writes River and Chesapeake Bay music, and he and the kids on board are going to create a Susquehanna River song. And so when we get off the boat at the end of the hour, we'll have a new song, and we'll perform it along the banks of the Susquehanna and record it. And hopefully it'll become one of the River Keeper songs. We're planning a puppet theater experience on the boat for June. And every month is different. Every month's a different theme. It's always hands-on. It's always interactive. There are always learning stations. And families and parents and grandparents can be as engaged or non-engaged as they need to be for that 1 hour float. We have some people who just want to stand at the rail and watch the river go by, and that's okay. If that's how they're going to connect to the river during that 1 hour float, then let them do that. It's just exciting because the future depends on clean water, and to have these young people on board and be so enthusiastic and excited and passionate about the river and clean water, it gives me hope that we have good caretakers coming on behind us.
Well, fantastic. And you'll have the stormwater will be one of the themes?
We will talk about stormwater, and we're also going to talk about acid mine drainage and that water coming off the lands. We have so many things we want to talk about and so many partners that want to be on with us. So we're juggling, trying to figure out how to make it all happen.
All right. So we'll keep us up to date. And when is the first one? Let's get that out of the way.
The first one is Memorial Day weekend. So that Saturday is the first float, followed by the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
All right. So those will be the opportunities. Yeah, that's interesting. The repetition where you're going to get some homeschoolers on board, too, with that opportunity.
We had a lot of homeschoolers with us last year, as well as kids from West Branch School came over for one of the floats in May.
Which is a private school in the Williamsport area.
Absolutely.
So let people know about that. All right, so those are the floating classrooms. If you want more details on that, the initial, just some cursory facts are already posted at middlesusquehannariverkeeper.org, so you can check that out. The paddle and play. Now, paddle and play on some occasions has been a float down the Susquehanna River at various starting and stopping mm-hmm. points. Paddle and play this year will be what?
So we have a little bit of a change in our approach. In the past, we have relied heavily on the services of Canoe Susquehanna to be our on-river guide and wilderness first aid and safety team. They've retired. So we are without an outfitter. So we thought this year we're going to do things a little bit differently, and we're going to take some of what we learned from past paddles, some of what we learned from our Science on the Sock program last April on Earth Day, our World's End Day, and pull it all together in one place. And so we're at Montour Preserve on Saturday, June June 29th. And that day is going to have water fun, but more contained. It's instead of being point-to-point, it'll all be there at the lake. We're going to have environmental education. We're going to have live music. We have a new author coming to unveil his fictional book that takes place here in the Susquehanna River Valley. We're looking to do a youth environmental film festival. So everything will be contained right there at Montour Preserve. It'll be our Sunrise Sunset Susquehanna Paddle and Play event, our fourth annual. And if luck and history is on our side, it will hopefully be a Toyota Splash event as well. Toyota USA has been a national sponsor of our last three Sunset Susquehanna events.
All right. And you have a new Susquehanna Neighbors program. These are individuals who decide to support the Middle Susquehanna River Keepers and the program and the building and the tools and Susquehanna the dog, and probably your salaries and your stipends in there as well. Tell me about your Susquehanna Neighbors.
Yeah. So what many people don't realize is that we're actually self-funded. We're not a government program. We're not part of something where funds are coming into us from another source. So one of the many hats I wear is that of fundraiser and fiscal sustainability manager for the organization. And we're launching a new program this year, rolling it out here in the next week or two, that we're calling Susquehanna Neighbors. So instead of having a membership per se, anyone who feels that what we're doing is making a difference, anybody who wants to be part of that clean water action can become a Susquehanna neighbor. And that can be a donation at whatever level they need it to be, whatever is significant and meaningful for them. And it could be a one-time donation. It could be a monthly recurring donation. I like to encourage people to donate one of their designer coffees a month. You know, take the value of that, $5, whatever, make it a donation. If we have enough people giving us $5 a month or $10 a month, they won't miss it, and it'll be a world of difference for us. So it's Susquehanna Neighbors, and the tagline to that is that clean water flow to thriving communities, and we need clean water to have our thriving communities. So we're all neighbors. We're all here together working on the same thing.
So that's financial support. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck, and this is definitely a worthy cause. 501c3 nonprofit, so
absolutely.
The tax deductibility rules are changing, but still that's noteworthy. MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org. Okay, finally, your call for volunteers and interns. You want personnel to assist. Volunteers.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a one-person organization, and I need help. I am blessed with volunteers that come in and help me, you know, write postcards, set up for events, tear down on the Hiawatha with us at all these remote locations. I couldn't do it by myself. So I'm very, very blessed. But I'm looking for more people, and my specific needs right now are in office assistance, whether that's with bookkeeping, keeping me organized, filing. 2018 was a crazy, crazy year, and a lot of 2018 is sitting in boxes right now in my office and needs to be sorted and put where it needs to go. So if there's anybody out there that's retired or a mom that's home that has a couple hours free during the day that would like to be a right-hand person to the Riverkeeper, please give me a call.
You want somebody who's a photographer?
I can use photographers, videographers, social media champions. If you like to follow us on Facebook, please not just follow us, like us, share us, get that information out. Let's grow the base. Let's grow that support. There's lots of ways to help.
All right. Carol Perenzin, Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mark.
What else? Environmental Review Board member also?
Environmental Justice Advisory Board.
All right, so you're on that board. Stormwater whiz expert?
A little medication take back with Geisinger where I see you. Yeah, we're all over the place and hopefully making a difference.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for all your work and this worthy cause. MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org. Carol Perenzin's our Middle Susquehanna River Keeper on WDKOK. Okay.